lines from the bottom. Omar Rove. Zorak v'nocha b'fi ha-kelev. We'll see, Taisus is not geiris v'nocha. Zorak b'fi ha-kelev, ay b'fi ha-kivshon chay. The person was zayrik, and it fell into the pi ha-kelev, or pi ha-kivshon is chay. Frek the Gemore, or nan snan, and the Mishnah it says, kol ta acher, I call ta kelev a shenisra for pot. And the Mishnah it says that that is not considered a hanoche. It fell into the mouth of a kelev or it got burnt. You're missing the hanoche dalad al dalad. So the Gemara answers, hosam deloy mechaven. There it's speaking about, he wasn't mechaven bedavke, that it should go into the mouth of the kelev. God had landed in the mouth of the kelev. So there it is a chesaron. It's not called Anoch Shuvah, it's not Dalad al Dalad. Hoche deko Mechavin. Here he's Mechavin. So he's Mechavin Bedavkim. Taisid of Dalad Amid Bey says, Haina Heiche Dalai Nichelei Be'inyin Ache Ela Be'inyin Ze. He wants Bedavke that the Kelev should eat it, or this should be fuel for the Kivshon. So then it's machshavto is mashvilei mokem. So then it has a chshivis of a hanoche, even though it does not have the correct shiurim. Omar Rav Bivi bar Abaye af hanan nami tanine. We learned araye terove that there's an inyan of machshavto mashvilei mokem. Yesh oichel achila achas v'chayiv oleo dalet chatois v'osham echot. The Tanakhama says that it is possible with one achila to be chayiv four chatois and one osham. Hatomei she'ochel chayle v'hunoisa min amugdoshim v'yoyim ha-kipurim. So we have over here tomei she'ochel kodesh. That's one chatos, chaylev is a second chatos, noiso is a third chatos, yom kippurim is a fourth chatos, and since this is chaylev, and this is from the imurim, so this is, everyone is a zor, legabi imurim, so memeila is a chiv asham me'ilois. Sham me'ilois, lechayre me'ilois is a gezel dekedin, something that a person has no shaykhis at all, no schusay achile, so he's chayev on me'ilois. So memeila, there's four chatois and one osha. Ramei roimer afim hoisa Shabbos v'itziei befiv chayiv. Ramei says that he has another chatos. If it was Shabbos, v'itziei befiv is chayiv. Omruloi einei min Hashem. So they said, you're right, but al kaponim, we're saying an chiyuv v'yachile. Your chiyuv is not a chiyuv v'achile, it's a chiyuv v'itzo. So memeila, we want to say, the how many chiyuvin can be chal b'teiras achila? Yours is another machai. For like the Gemara, okay, that's the machloikis. But lechayre v'amai ho'in derech eitzo b'kach elokivin deka mechavin machshavtei mash v'lei mokim. Ochinami kivin deka mechavin machshavtei mash v'lei mokim. Now let us see Rashi. We'll try to elaborate a little. Zot Rashi. B'fi ha-kivshon v'nisrefo b'shalheves hoche deko mechavin machshavtei mash v'loi moke. So it's machshove mash v'loi moke to achshave. He was machshev this anoch, he wanted the anoch should be on this oifa. Achila achas zayis echo. The mashal is ma'irer. Yesh oichel achila achas v'chayv oleh dalet chatois. Rashi says achila zakezayis yem kippur yechayv by kesebes. Talked Rashi say zayis echad. B'kiveger is mevayer. As pshat in the Gemara in Krisus, that pshat is it seems he had already eaten something. And this kezayis is mashlem the shir kesevis already. That means he had eaten something else, and now the zayis is mashlem the kesevis. So yesh oichel stam achila b'kezayis, yesh oichel achila achas. So this kezayis is mashlam de keseves, and it's a chiyuv hastis for nischayev for all other achilas. But taki becomes mechuyev with the achilas kezayis. Dalet chatois mishum chaylev mishum noisa mishum achilas shem akipurim mishum tumas aguf ochol kodesh. Vasham meilois tafilu hu koyim gabi imurim zoru. A kohen also does not have schusei echula echila legabi beimurim. Avim hoyso Shabbos. So Rashi is a kasha if Meir wanted mechayev another chatas outside tzom. So why does he have to say im hoyso Shabbos? Yom Kippur is also by tzom. So Rashi answers mishum yom kippurim loy mechayev by tzom. The kosovar ein erev by tzom liyom kippurim. That this Tana holds that there's no Isser Eitzor L'Yem HaKippurim. Does not go into the Gedar Melochis. Ein Emin Hashem, Ein Chatezu Mishum Achila Lo Mishum Eitzor. V'amai Mechayiv Mishum Eitzor L'Divrei HaKoyl O Ein Derech Lo Heitzi Bepeh. There's not a Derech. That's not called Derech Eitzor. Machshavtoi שצורך לאויך לא בליחוסוי ואחשבו לא יצוזו בפיו. Now, the pashtus of the Gemara is, the Gemara had a psaka שאין דרך לא היצי בפיו. It's a יצור שלא כדרך. What does the Gemara answer? So לחיירה, if he's hungry, שצורך לאויך לא בליחוסוי. He's hungry, he has to eat it, so then it is the derech. Some of them want to carry something, so you don't carry it bepiv. If you want to eat it, that's the derech. Shetzorech la'oich lo balichosei v'achshev leitzozu bepiv. So l'chayre the Gemara's kasha was it's felt in derech. The Gemara says it is the derech. Shetzorech la'oich lo balichosai. By a hungry person, this is the derech. But we have a different problem. The Gemara klared a shaila vegen dalet al dalet. And so mayin shmita leitzah har Sinai. The Gemara frektach hapesakashe ein derech eitzor bekaf. So what is the dimyan of, what is the dimyan? It's a different problem over here. Dov heltach and derech eitzo. The Gemara says that it is derech eitzo. Shetzorech lo'ich lo balichosoi. Then it is the derech eitzo. So what's the, so on this problem of shaloi kederech, it's called a kederech. We have here a different problem. By nira anoch ha'mokim dalet al dalet. So that's a different problem. So where do you see that machshavtei mashvelei mokim? Where do you see this cloud of machshavtei mashvelei mokim? So Rabbi Kiveger asked this kasha. Kiveger bribes by its orchin. So the Gemara, the flow of the Gemara stimmt doch nicht. And the cloud, the lashon of the Gemara is also schwer. Machshavtei mashvelei mokim. It's not here the chesaron. The Gemara asked a different kasha. In derech haitzah bekach. It's not derech haitzah. So the teretz is not machshavtei mashvelei mokim. The Gemara did not ask a kasha of chesaron mokim. The Gemara asked a kasha. It's not derech haitzah. So the machshavim makes it derech haitzah. How do we jump into machshavtei mashvelei mokim? In the chaydish ha'aviv, it would seem that the inyan that you need hanoch al dalet is because it's not derech hanoch bekach, that you should be meniach on something less than dalet al dalet. So everything is a chesoron of derech. So if the machshove can make it derech eitzah, it makes it derech hanoch also. Perhaps there's another problem over here. Besides the problem, it's not klar in the Gemara, but it is taka a problem. the problem, the Gemara asks them derech haitzah bekach, but there's another problem. Where's the hanoche? We'll see in Taisvis, as soon as he swallows it, the biliyosai have a hanoche. So we're missing taka the dalad al dalad also. So then it would be good the machshavte mashvel eimokim, since he wants to swallow it, so it has a chshivas of dalad al dalad. But the flow of the Gemareps is very unclear. Ain't derech haitzah bekach. The Gemara asks from derech haitzah, ain't derech lo haitzi bepeh. And then the Gemara says, I'll keep in the kamachavin, machshavte mashvel eimokim. Like the Gemara asked one kasha, And then the Gemara jumps to another kasha, but could be somehow even Yashiv the Loshna Gemara, could be there are two problems over here. There's a problem. There's no derech haitzo, and there's a problem that's missing amokim hanoche. Al kaponim, the Gemara's teretz. The Gemara proves this point also that machshavte mashvel eimokim, but the Loshna of Rashi is not mashma like that. Rashi seems the whole pilpul is. That is the whole pilpul on the derech haitzah. I'm just wondering if Rab Meir holds like Rab Yehuda or Rab Shimon, regarding the shail of melacha shein tzricha legufa. Taisvis said before in Amatznia that Taisvis of Tzadik Dalad the Madalav said that a zov goes out with a kiss. That is called a malocha shein tzricha legufa. Even though he needs the kiss he needs the kiss, he says, to be meiner the riyas. So he needs the kiss to be meiner the riyas or to see that there's nekiyim. So Taisva says, shein tzorech lo itzorzu, but I don't have to take out the kiss. Dachanami sagileim yosef b'chadukhte. He says, the Melechus Haitzah in the Mishkan was when you need this chayfetz over in the different reshus. They took out the Nedoves from a reshus Hayochid to a reshus Arab. So the chayfetz was needed in the reshus Arab. Here you don't need the kiss in the reshus Arab. You need the kiss with me. If I decide to go in the reshus Arab, so baita, you don't need the kiss in the reshus, you need the kiss with me. So I'm just thinking, here's also the same thing. You don't need the food should be in the Rishus Arabim. He wants to eat the food. If he'll stay here, he'll also eat the food. There's no necessity that the food should be in that Rishus. The food should be with him. Efsharein Echanami, Efsharein Meir does hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that a Melocha Shein Tzricha Legufa is Chai. I'm just thinking out loud that L'chayra this should be a Melocha Shein Tzricha Legufa, the way Taisus is Magdarit. Let us see Taisus. Omar Rove Zorak Befi Kelev. So Taisus Loi Garsinen V'nocha Befi Kelev V'nocha Mashme Me'atzma Zorak, he threw it and it landed Befi Kelev. Kedama Rabbi Yechon Beperik Kame Zorak Chayfetz V'Noch L'Seich Yodei Shal Chaveir Chayim, and the Chiddush is a Masik Tikmash Monafel Gav Deloya Achshev Eile Yodei. He wasn't Machshev Liyodei, so he seen Noch means Grade. It landed in his hand, but there was no Bazundere intent. It should fall in his hand. V'Hoche Masik Tikamachavim U'Machshavte Mashvelei Mokim. So therefore Taisvis is moichik the word nochem. Rav Meir oimem hoise Shabbos v'itzia bepe. Perish bekuntres, the lohochi nokat im hoise Shabbos, m'shim yem ha-kippurim loy mechayiv, dein ere v'itzo le yem ha-kippurim, dis nochia v'itzo le yem ha-kippurim. V'loy havi yem ha-skon lohochi. So Taisvis says, Rafrom held like this in Mesechtes Krisis, but the Gemara does not believe with this. The Perek Amulei the Nitcho Divrei Rafram Shei Meforish Kei No Masik the Noket Shabbos Kdei Laharbis Bechatois Lachai Vei Af Mishum Shabbos V'Yoyim HaKippurim. The Gemara wanted to be Marba Bechatois, says this, so Rameh said he can Marba with two more Chatois if it was Shabbos. V'Yitziyoy Bepiv Chayiv Kulu Bahadi Adodi Ka'osu. He says Yesh Oichol Achila Achatz. And with the Achille, he's chayiv, according to Rab Meir, another chatos. So, kulo ba'adi adodi ko'osi. the bliyosai havi anoche. That with the eating, with the swallowing, so there is chayiv ananos groinai. So with that swallowing is also chayiv al tanoche, af al pishe mahalach. So someone speaks out because what made the hanocha? If the hanocha was he stopped, so he have hanochas gufay, hanochas chayfet. So it's not the basachas. As soon as he stopped, he's chayiv. If he didn't swallow it, he's chayiv on the chayfet. He made hanocha on the chayfet. So kochi, you have to say he didn't stop. He's walking. So the bliyosei havi anoche. So the bli alone is called anoche. Avop, and he's still going. So avop ishe mahalach. So fakhtach toisves, what kind of a anoche is this? If he's walking, kedemrinen ksivos and zui anochosen vav, yeah. Ksivos and zui anochosen. We heard in the Gemara that if a person is hoitzi dioi for shtei oisis, and he wrote it on a cloth, so this is the hanoch of the dioi. This is the mokim where it's going to remain, or it should remain. So, it's a gate milnishton if the klaf is moving or not. Sivosan zuhi anachosam. So you say the same thing. Bliyosai ave hanoche, even though he's walking. Places before Daf Yud Aleph says even though the food is continuing to travel. The food is going to go down to the stomach yet. But al kaponim, this is called the anoche. The ikar is the bliyeh. And with this bliyeh, he's chayiv these numerous amount of chatois. It's a vektais v'satzveita kasha. V'afal gav the piv l'maylo miyut. V'einei rochev dalet. Piv is lamayla miyud, so if everything is being done lamayla miyud, ve'ine rochev dalit, botul hu agav reshu sarab. So it's botul agav reshu sarab. So what Taisv is l'chayre rakashe, l'chayre, it's lamayla miyud, so it's not a reshu sarab. So just, let's forget about the Einei Rochev Dalet a minute. But the Kash is, the people of Maila Meyut, so Taisa says he's Botul Agabi Rishus Arab. That means that a person is not Chaylik Rishus Bifnei Atzmoy. That means, the Hilchis Rishuyais, what we have, Lamaila Meyut, Lamata Meyut, that's only if it's considered a reshus, it's chaylik reshus b'vnei atzmoy. An omud is a reshus. But a person is not a reshus. He's not a davar kavua. So he's not a reshus. So memeila, if he's not a lamp pole, he's not kavua. So memeila, he's not a reshus. So memeila, so since he's standing in the reshus harabim, so lemaisis it becomes bottled to the reshus harab. Botulu agav reshus harab. V'loidomi leburchiyar biyariye, da'omar bereish pirkin, de b'mokim p'tur ko'ozul. So there we had learned that the Gemara said when he threw the burchiyar through the yariyas, through the tushteiks koisle ha'rige, so it was going through a mokim p'tur. And that was considered your reshus. That's called the reshus in the middle of the reshus harab. The hosam mokim kviyas havet tvei. That's called a kviyas. That means that was kavua. The domi letrasko doma beper kame. But a person is domi letrasko doma beper kame de lamate miyut ave reshus harab. Because ain kamalus bekalim, it is not chaylik reshus b'fnei atzmai. So memele, so it seems Taisus wants to. We once mentioned the kasha from the Rishash. Why the mokim arige? You don't say ain kamalus bekalim. But here Taisus seems to ask this kasha and tells us that The Yerias is a Mokim Kavua. The loom was a big instrument, and it was Kavua there in the Rishus Arab. So Memela, so that was Chaylik Rishus Bifnei Atzmai. But a Odom is not Kavua, so he's not a Rishus. So it's Domi Letraskel, Domi Perkama, the Lamata Miyadav Rishus Arab. So it is considered hasty. So Taisus had here a new problem that there's a hanoche not in the Rishus Aram. So Taisus says he's not chaylik Rishus bifnei atzmoi. So Memele, so since he's standing in the Rishus Aram, he has a din of the Rishus Aram. Now Taisus asked a kasha ve'inei rochev dalet. Now Taisus l'chayre seemed to ask what we wanted to be ma'ira before. That l'chayre there's no hanoche b'mokim dalet. Even Taisus says piv l'chayre the beis abliye. Yeah, if the piv is l'mayla miyut, so the beis abliye is also l'mayla miyut. Ve'inei rochev dalet. So it's very unclear what Taisus is saying. If Taisus is saying that botulu agav rishus arabim, so memele, so it's considered, since just like he's botul to the rishus arabim, so it's considered like it's munach rishus arabim, like it's munach alakarke, then it's very shver. So why isn't a pi kelev also called dalad adal? That the kelev is also botul to the rishus arabim. By a pi kelev, we have a whole pilpul in the gemara. You have to be machshiv. So it is very unclear on the kasha ve'enei rochev dalet. If that was Taisus kasha, first of all, lachayr it's taken not shver the kasha. I mean, lachayr we have a very geshmak eteretz on this kasha. Machshavtei mashvelei mokim. This is the same teretz we had on the pikelev. And if Taisus Otachav Sanandere Kashe, it's very sure what the Taisvus answers, so it's very unclear the Ve'ini Roch of Dalad what Taisvus is speaking about. Oy the Mavel Amaila Meyut Kilamata Vachoshiv Munach Beshusarab. So Nudin, first Taisvus said Stamazoi, that since a person isn't Kavu, he's not Chaylik Rishus Bifnei Atzmoi, and you see he has the Halocha of the Rishus he's standing in. Then Taisus says another lamdus. We have a limud from the Bnei Kos that the mavel amayla meyud kilamato. So just like this is a limud on the etzem avore, so memele v'choshev munach b'shus arab meisus. That goof is the limud. So memele. So it's considered. So out this lamdus, it is considered a sis munach b'shus arab. Then you don't have to be medame to, you have a problem with a loom and a traskel. Stamazoi, you have a limit from the Bnei Kos that lamaila miyut kilamat. Hodron Allah Hazayik. Zok the Mishnah. Haboine, kame yivne viyehe chayiv. What is the shir of binyan that he should be chayiv? So the Mishnah answers, Haboine kol shir. Hamesates, Slavasirashi. Abayne Shamru Ba'ovis Malochis Kama Yivne. What is the maximum, the minimum shear? It's a kosher. Mesates. So Rashi says, Merabeya Se'evin. He makes the Evan square. Umesaknon, he's mesakin the Evan. Hakel Lefi Hamokin. What is considered a tikkun? Shiesh Mekoyme Shagirum Lahachlik. Other places. The tikkun avonim is they smooth it out. The yesh mekaymish shagim lachritz bo charitzim charitzim beretz Ashkenaz. That goof is the tikkun. They make indentations in it. That is the tikkun of the eved. So whatever the tikkun is, that's a mesatik. Svamake bepatish. Gam hu ba'ovis melochis. It's also ba'ovis melochis. What's a make bepatish? Hu ba'las pik. That means a pick. Shemafoytis boy is a even mina sela lahache shechotav es a even soviv umavdul mina har ktav. That means after he did the preliminary stages of trying to separate the even from the rock that is attached to. Umavdul minahol ktat, umake bepatish make gdoila, then he gives one zetz, one gezunt zetz, vehi misparekes v'neifelis, v'zeh gmar meloche shel chaitz ve'evet. That's the end, basically. After all the preliminary work, this is the gmar meloche of chatzidus evet. Chol ha'goymer b'shabes meloche, till this make bepatishim. Ubematzot, afhu kemaykunis godol shel balzel, Labinyan shel balzel. It's also a type of a hammer. Others learn matzot is a type of a plane. Hakaydeyach kol shuhu chayiv. If a person makes a hole, noikiv eitz oy even. So Rashi says bikaisel. Mechudesh Yeran it says oikaisel. The Chaydish Shavu wants to say a pshat, but that's totally in the Gemara Dafkuf Gimel, so we have to wait for that. Rashi says bikaisel. Why do Rashi say bikaisel? Kol shehu akulokoi amisateis umake bepatish ubematzot vakeideya. Zeklal kol oisem aloche umelachtoi miskayemes b'shabes chay. Zot Rashi kol oisem aloche umelachtoi miskayemes. Sheyesh miskayemes ki yoytzei boy. That it's miskayemes ki yoytzei boy. Ve'ein moisif oleho. You don't have to add on to the maloche. The Tosfos Reed disagrees with Rashi. He says moisif oleho does not have to, is not oike the previous maloche, unless when they continue working they mekalkel the friedike maloche. If you're moisif, if you're going weiter, so why is like we had Rashi? Rashi said that the makim bepatish is the gemar of the chaitz ve'yevin. So you stop over there, you go further. Also, you're moisif alone. But miskayemis means that dakaponim, that what he had done remains. So he's chaylik on Rashi. B'shabes a'isem meloche koi. Now this is a very interesting Rashi. So Rashi is saying the Hadilam Shat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is saying as follows: Kol ha'oisa meloche b'Shabbes, u'melachtei miskayem. B'Shabbes is going on oisa meloche. The Pri Chodosh asks on Rashi. Good morning. What are we speaking about? Chalamoid. We're learning Masechta Shabbos. And Haboy Nekame Yivnes. Kol Oise, Rashi says, Kol Oise Meloche B'Shabbos. He did a Meloche in Shabbos. Vashneitzich he did a Meloche in Shabbos. That's what the Pri Chodosh asks. The Rambam in Perik Tes, Halacha Yud Gimel, and Hilche Shabbos, Zicha did not learn like Rashi. The Rambam says, Kol She'ein Melachtoi Miskayemes B'Shabbos Potter. The Rambam learned that the B'Shabbos is going not on Ha'oisa Melacha, it's going Melachtoi Miskayemes B'Shabbos. That the Mishnah is telling us that the meloche, in order to have a shame meloche, has to be miskayemes b'shabbes. That's the last Shabbos. That's called melachtoi miskayemes. And the Rav Magid says the makor of the Rambam is from our Mishnah, the miskayemes b'shabbes. So be'emison, the Rambam is saying a gewaldike chumre. The Sharetzin in Simen Shin Gimel Sivkot and Samachvov says Midaitei Dinafshe that is a Meiradik Machloikis Rashi in the Rambam. According to Rashi, Melachtei Miskayemes means it has to last for a long period of time. And the Rambam says Miskayemes B'Shabbes. If it's Miskayemes B'Shabbes, that is sufficient. Avnei Nezer and the Egle Tal, both places he asks Akasha, according to Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva says, Zorak, Meshus HaYochid, Leshus HaYochid, Der Reshus HaRabim, Yechayev, Alts, Heitzo, he said, Klute Kemisha Hunko. So there was a Heitzo, there was a Hanocha, Meshus HaRabim. Frek the Eilike Avnei Nezer, but not Melachte Miskayemes, this Hanocha, there was a Hanoch in London, so it was Munach, but how long was it Munach already, Bershus Haram? Why is that called Malachte Miskayemes? Wants to say, maybe by Ait Malachas Haitzoh, you don't need Malachte Miskayemes. Very good, that's why the Mishnah decided to tell us Taloch and Perik Abayne. Well, Kaponim, he wants to say, Achesh could be Haitzoh is different. But the ha'oris, the gewaldike ha'oris. Then he asks another kashe. Negleitali asks a kashe by hatoches matches. Or a mamase says hadoinog. If a person has a tilde de mavashel, a person melts iron, or he melts fats. So the din is yechayev. It gets hard again. You melt wax, so you melt it, so it melted. You take it off the fire, so you did the malacha. 20 minutes later, it's hard again. So there he wants to say, could be in the Mishkan, there was malachas hatoche, and that's the derech of this malacha. He also, you don't need malachta miskayemes. Then Agavuche, he brings a very interesting machloikis, between the Levush and the Rama. The Rama clears a Shaila, a common Shaila. If a person has a Sefer, and on the Dafei HaSefer, there's written Oisius. So there's a Shaila if one is allowed to use the Sefer on Shabbos. By opening it, he's a Moichik, and by closing, he's a Kosev. He's writing Oisius. A whole shayla. So the Rama clears the shayla. So the Rama says, when the Rama clears the shayla, so first of all, he gives a gedome. It's a ksav she'ine miskayim. We're not talking about a derais over here. Kivin sha'asuya liftoyach velino. Since it's oimid to open up and to close, so mamela it's called einay miskayim. That's what the Rama says. No, but the Rabbono. Now we have to clear it's also me the Rabbono. But the first Agdome, the Rama says it's Aksav Shaini Miskayim, Sha'asuya Liftoyach Velino. The Levush says it's a Shaila Vadaraisa. So the Avnei Nezer explains what is the Machloikish, the Levush, in the Rama. She says the Machloikish, the Levush, in the Rama is if a person did a Maloche, and if you won't shepherd the malacha, he'll be miskayim. But the derech is a person does a pu'ule to be seisa the malacha. That's the derech. That is how this malacha is done. It is oimed to become nister. Is that called a malacha miskayim? Even though you need a pu'ule achriti to be seisa it. That was the machloikis. The Rama in the Levush, the Rama holds, that's Aksav Shaini Miskayim, Kimin Sha'asuya Livtoyach Velino. It's written now, it's going to remain closed, but the Berech is to use it. So it's Aksav Shaini Miskayim, the Levush held Nitazay. And the Avnei Nezer brings a Gishmake Raya. We hear this Taisvis, and that Tzadik Daladom at Beis. Taisvis speaks about a Shaila of braiding hair. So the Gemara, so it's a shayla p'sad the Rabbonon. So Tosva says, why aren't you chayev als oirig? Why isn't there a chayev arige? The hair is a betul, you can be chayev als weaving. So Tosva says, the ein soifo lehiskayim she oimedes lestire. It's oimed lestire. That's the loshen of Tosva. So the Avnei Nezer is me'oirer. He says, watch out, oimedes l'stire. If you'll make a braid, you'll make a knot at the end of the braid, it won't be nista. I'm telling you. if you leave it without a knot at the end, so mamela it's oymed l'stira. But if you make a knot by riga also, I mean that what it held zich matabes keton, that it should hold. So he wants to learn pshat and taisvis. But a woman that braids her hair, she's not going to leave it there from la'il me'elomim. Oymedes l'stira, she's going to take it apart and comb it out and braid it again. That's darkon shel noshim. The lashon from Taisvis is taki very meduyik. Taisvis doesn't say shaymedes lehisaser. Taisvis says shaymedes l'stira. It's aimed to be saisa. He wants the mingaraya that Taisvis holds like the Rama. So then he wants to say im keinem anachnu that if the derech of the asiyas hamalacha is that you do a second pula to be seisel the first pula, that also makes it hamalacha she'ena miskayemes. So he says, could be by heitzah you don't need hamalacha miskayemes. First, it's hamazim misvaret. He wants to say because the makira veitzah is al yeitze ishmim kaimai. In this pasuk is speaking about the malakte hamon, that they should not take out the keli from their house and go and get them on. He says, those who took out the keli, what did they do? They took the keli, they gathered them on, and they brought it back again. So meleches haitzah gufa was not a meleche ha'oimed liskayim. If we will say, according to the Rama, that if the derech of this pool is that you're seisel the pool, that gufa makes it a meleche she'ena miskayemes. So he said, so we have a makir in the Torah that haitzah is different. About Kapodim, we have a big machloikis of Rishonim, b'Shabbos, and that's going on Malachte Miskayemes b'Shabbos, which is Shittas HaRambam, or Ha'isim Malocha b'Shabbos, where Rashi learns Pshat. The Mishnah Berurah times in Shaar HaTzinah, according to Rashi, it has to be Miskayem much longer. Zog the Mishnah weiter, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Oymer, Af HaMake B'Kurnis Alastan, Bishas Meloche Chayev. Ibnei Shuk in Misaken Meloche. Alastan, Belaz, in Klima, on the anvil. Coolness is a hammer. Ibnei Shuk in Misaken Meloche. This is equivalent to Tikken Meloche. Va'afal Pishaina make al hapu'ula. He's not make on the thing he is making. El Alastan. The only thing that is getting banged up is the hammer and the stan. What is he misakin over here? Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was machadish. This is equivalent to a tikkun melach. Zok Taisvis haboine tzorich li tein tam amaitoni boine achas rike vahitzo. He comes to this episode of Zikr Beitzo as the last Meloche. So why after in Klal Godel that's the last Meloche is Amaitzi Mirshus L'shus, that's the end of the Lamates Meloches. If you go backwards, so you should go Amache B'Papish if you're going backwards. And then you have Amachaba V'Amavir, then you have Aboine V'Seisir. So like it's episode of Shalaika Seder. Maitoni boina achas rike voitzo. Make bepatish, perish bekunteris, sheme voitzet boyes asela la achas shechotzo. Ve ein nirolari, de be mishkin lehave binyan avone. This was not in the mishkin. Le shovik tane gmal meloche de kelem behave be mishkin. Ve noke make bepatish, de even lehave be mishkin. The Chassam Sefer wants to explain the Machlekes Rashi and Tesis over here is, could be they go l'shitosam. We hear the Machlekes and we'll have again here the Tesis that speaks about it, but we hear the Machlekes in Klal Godel. If there's such a yesod ein binyan bekelim. Rashi said, when the Gemara said a person makes a chovis, or a tano, so the Gemara says, hami chatois is chayiv. So Rashi asks, what's with boine? So Rashi says, ein binyan bekelim. And Taisa says that is not a true statement. There is binyan bekelim. There is such a statement also in binyan bekelim, but that means something else. But there is a musig of binyan bekelim. And Rashi learns, ein binyan bekelim, there's not in binyan, period. So, the Chasam Sofer says, so Rashi l'shitosai, the Tana is speaking about melechas boine, so we are speaking about mechuba. Ha-boine kama yivne v'ichayv, ha-boine kol shu v'mesatis, so Mamela of Amasatis is also speaking about when it's still Mechuba. If it's not Mechuba, it's Ein Binyan Bekelim. So everything is speaking about the Chibure. So now, so the Tana wanted to tell you Seder Binyan. So just like we had in the beginning of Klal Godel, Tana Sidurid the Pas Nokat. Sidurid the Pas. So he says Ha'oife. In the Mishkan there wasn't Ha'oife either. In the Mishkan there wasn't Mevashel. If it was a tilde about Kaponim, the Tana wants to tell you Sidure de Pas. It's a Mamela, so he says Ha'oifas. He doesn't say what was in the Mishkan. He's telling you in the Seder of Oifa, he's telling you he's being mitzayed Seder Afir, even though Lamais Ha'oifa wasn't in the Mishkan. So according to Rashi, we're speaking about Boine, so he wants, so we're speaking about Mechuba, so Rashi wanted to say, so he's telling us the Seder, and about Maki Bepatish is the Gemar of that Seder. That is true. This Maki Bepatish was not in the Mishkan. But he's telling you the Seder of Binyan, which is B'mechuba. So Rashi wanted to say, wanted to be Goymer Maki Bepatish also B'mechuba. And Rashi says, Zeg Gemar Melocha Shalchaitz Ve'eitz, Evan, Chala Goymer B'Shabbos Melocha told us Maki Bepatish. Not that Rashi means that this wasn't the Mishkan. This Chaitz Ve'eitz was Zichar not in the Mishkan. But the Tane is Oisik in Mechuba now, because if you're speaking about Binyan, it has to be speaking about Mechuba. So he's telling you, say the Binyan. So there's a Makib Patash already in say the Binyan, by Chaitz Ve'evin. And he says, that's what Rashi means later, Matzid Avukamai Kulnis Godl Shalbalzo, the Binyan Shalbalzo. There Rashi means the Makib Patash that was the Tolosh. That already is the Makib Patash that was in the Mishkan. But the Tana Lamais is telling you now the Baal say the binyan, so he started off Makib Patish with Hamachuba. Taisvis holds, we'll see Yesh binyan bekelim. The Mamela Sataisvis Bechlal was not Muchach. So he wants to tell you say the binyan, you don't have to jump to Machuba. There's binyan Avila bekelim also. So Mamela Sataisvis asks Akasha, so why is he speaking about Chaitzvei Evan if I wasn't in the Mishkan? That's how the Chasam Sofer wanted to mevar the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Zok the Gemara, Haboine kame yivne v'yechayiv. So it said, Kolshu. Frek the Gemara, Kolshu lemai chozye, Omer Rab Yirmiye shekein oni choyfer gume latzniye bo p'chutoyso. Where do you have a binyin chshuva v'kolshu? So he says, yeah, and Oni doesn't have too many putas. So Mamela, he's choyfer agume kolshu atniyabo prutoysov. So that's called the binyan cheshuva. So the Gemara says, where did we have such a binyan by the Mishkan? The chvosai gabe Mishkan shekein toifre yiriya is, the toifre yiriya is choyfer and gume latniyabo machtei. They also used to dig a little on the ground to cover their machtei. Abayomak, even the Mishtakri loy of the Hochi. No, they never did this in the Mishkan, because if you'll stick the needles into the ground, they'll get rusty. So Mela said it's not true. Let us see Tosfos the Vayil. Kol shula maichozi, davka hoche itzich lefushi bahave dechvosei b'mishkan. The Gemara says, first of all, Mela says, where do you see such a binyan? Where is there a cheshiva? Mela says, yeah, for nani it's choshev. Then the Gemara says, where did you have this in the Mishkan? So, and all other malachas, the Gemara never asks on the Shir, where did you find this Shir? The Shirim were Nimsa to Chazal. So Taisa says, because here, Mishim Delay Choshev Binyan Kol Shu, because here the Gemara held that this is not called a Binyan. that not only that it's a chotzi shiraza, that means to do a koshul das heis nicht of kiton, that's not called boine. That was the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara says, no, in the Mishkan, this was necessary to do also. Aval moitzi itron upalpelis koshul svara de machaye. The person will carry a mashu, so even though the Mishkan, they didn't carry a mashu, but the Mishkan daitza was dvorim chashuvim, so this is also davar chashuv. You don't have to find an exact duplicate in the Mishkan. But here the Gemara held misvore that a binyan kosher doesn't have a shem bainan. Someone says, no, in the Mishkan also this existed. Yeah. Abaya, Omer kivin the mishtaki la of the hochi. No, they never did this in the Mishkan. It's not correct. Elo shekein oni oise pitpute kiro ktano lisvois oleo kdeiro ktano. They used to make a base for a kira ktane, lispeis oler kedeiro ktane. So memele, so this is a binyan kosher, a small base. So the Gemara de Chavosi gabe Mishkan, where did they have something similar in the Mishkan? Mevashlei samonim. Litzvoye yiriyis. They wanted to dye the yiriyis. Shechosro melachto. Sometimes, they were missing some material yet that wasn't dyed. Oisin pitputei kiro ktane, lispei soleo yeire ktane. So they just had to dye a little bit more material. It wasn't a big deal. They didn't have a big vat to dye it. So they had made a kiro ktane, lispei soleo yeire ktane. So memela, so this was the small binyan in the Mishkan. Alice. Besoismoi. So it doesn't leave it with a hole. It's Maguna, so he says him, it's that a binyan kosher. The chavose gabi mishkan, sheken keresh shenoflo boidarno. A keresh, one of the kroshim shenoflo boidarno. Matev lesoichai eiver. So there was a hole in it, a telas made a hole in it. Matev lesoichai eiver. So they went and used to stuff up the hole with eiver. Besides my. That was the binyan in the Mishkan. That was the binyan in the Mishkan. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, the Mishtachi, Malin Chalude Hamachte. Rasti. Pitputei Raglai Kira Kemin Kli Barzel Shekoilen Tripod. Mamiden Akira Sholcheres. This used to support the Kira. Mevashli Samamonim Litzvoya Shechosro Melachton. Shetzimtzimu tzemer tzviyoson, they were metzamtzim the tzemer tzviyoson, the chosro limlachton, and they were missing some. Hutzru larzo lavashal samonim lutzvoye meyat to die a little more. Yerik tanegosin in hoche. Ein anis moke meshiris le osu dovo betzimtzim. Halakil mitchiloson dayom vahoysa. It was done with a ravches. In anis b'moke mashiras b'birosai bire noa shuoichol b'shoichiv makpid alchu koton shebo im begunahu v'saismai betit darno teilas. Why exactly there was saism at the pesazai behavior? The Pesachemis is Meirel. If they want to be Seism, it was covered with gold. Why would they Seism this? Be'ever Hasis. Maybe Hasis. Ever is stronger than gold. Yeah. Zakhti Gemara weiter. Omar Shmuel. Hamitzadeid Esa Even Chayiv. What does that mean? So Rashi says, Meishiva Umeitzadeidah. He balances it out. Mitzadado, he bangs it into the ground. Ache misyasheves bekakois yesoida binyan. Till it's stable. Yofe, mitoich shu mitzadado, he's mitzadadid. Umechino tachteo, umeshiva boorets. Chayev. Afilu loy nosan tit, even though there was no tit used, have a boine koshu, yesh mekaimin kain beloy tit. That so that alone, he balanced it and he stabilized it. Chai, that's chai v'altz boim. Meisve, echod noisin esa even, ve echod noisin esa tit, a noisin esa tit chai. So memele, so you see that what? So you see that you only chai if there's tit. The sinus avonim alone is not a siba lachaive. In fact, the Gemara will at time meich eimo seife, abyeisi oime, vafilu helo veniach al gabi dimu shalavonim chai. Abyeisi says that afilu he put the top layer of stone, he just laid it on top, even though he wasn't even mitzadid that he didn't even stabilize the stone, just put it on top, you also chai. So you see that there's an inyan of binyan, afilu, without siddud afilu. Elot losa binyoni havi. There are three oifanim of binyan. Tato, that is the base. Mitziya, that is the etzem kaisel, the elon, this is the top of the kaisel. Tata boits to the viafra, the tata, the base of the kaisel, in order to have a shame binyan, you don't need tit, but you need tzedudi viafra. In order to stabilize it, you have to be mitzadid it, and there should be offer underneath it, that it shouldn't be wobbly. Mitziya boinami tina, ilob anoche balmen. Zogt Rashi, Anoisin es atit chayit, aval Anoisin even potem, because that's not called binyan. Dimus shures avnei chayim, alma banoche baalma chayim, afilu loitzidei. Vadifo midishmul, what are you screaming at Shmul? This is even a bigger chiddush than Shmul. Elalav kushet loso binyoni habi, there are three oifanim of binyan in a kaisel. Tato, yisoy da choymo, tachte, shmeishivim avonim aloretz beloitid, bitstu divofo, kolatz meyena letzadi desa oven shetayshe bishove, leisata lekano lekan, viofo sovivlo lesoymcha, viyama shmuel milse, that's what Shmuel is speaking about. Ubereise, that says you need tit, bimitze, kolabinyin kuloi, that's the middle chalik. Shemine yisod, achuro yoine, boina mitine imatsidu. Hey, you need it also, that is true. Ilo dimus el yain shain al gabo voy dimus, this is, there's no row on top of it. Eine choishish im neitev en letzadechod, if it's not so, it is not so straight. Ilkach banoch balmesagi, vuhu milse de Rabbi Yoisi. This Rabbi Yoisi holds. Zog Teisves, Ochi Galsinon, Amitzades Avon Chaim. Le Galsinon Shemake Bepatish, Maskonem Ukelo Besatov, Le Shaykh Shemake Bepatish. Ooi Dakati Koi Beboine, we're still speaking about Boine. Le Tamech Eim Asayf, Vel Hela Gabi Dimus, Le Galsinon Rabbi Yosef, the way that our Gemara has it, and Rashi has it, Afil Hela, Di Galsinon La Mai Komov Le Tamech, Obligi Rabon Alei, The Sefta Nami Le Galsinon Alei, So memele na geiris Rabbi Yosi. As she was geiris Rabbi Yosi, so kaponim of the kash is, you see, Rabbi Yosi gate noch weiter aus, the shailas maybe the whole bereise goes according to Rabbi Yosi, the tana of all three bovis, maybe dafke by the last din, there's a machloikis. But if there's tzidid also, everyone holds yechayev al tzboin. Zog te gemore weiter, vaham is satay, Misateis mishumai mechayev. Why are you chayev als misateis? Rav omar mishum boine. Shmuel omar mishum make bepatish. Zot Rashi, mishumai eize tolda min ha'ovesu. Which tolda is misateis? Make bepatish, gemar melochehu. Shehamokim shechoratz cheritz ze. Loi yachreitz oit. So this is in this chelik. This is the gemar meloche. The piskei arid is mevayer. What is the machloikis of Rav Shmuel? What is the machloikis of Rav Shmuel? So he says like this. That Rav holds kol melacha shehi letzairach binyan. That means that you're doing something, you're not going to stop over here, but shehi letzairach binyan. So it has a shame binyan, that's called boine. The Miri says also the same lashon. Shekol shu metayer es ha'evin ha'miyafa oisai letzairach binyan. Binyan hu. That means even though in the Evan there's no binyan over here, your mesate is the Evan, you really, there's no binyan involved, but since this is a tzairach binyan, so this is also called boine. And it seems that the Chodesh Ovav gives one more knach over here, that Rav held, if you could be call it binyan, if it falls into the category of binyan, it is not makib bepatish. Makib bepatish is when it is not another malacha, then it is makib bepatish. Not a malacha. The whole thing is, this is the gemar of what you're doing. So memela, if it falls into the category of binyan, this is also called binyan, because this is a tzairich binyan. So memela say yechayev al zbayin, then you're not chayev al zbayin. So this is. So this is, we're in the middle. That means if you can connect this pu'ula to the whole binyan, so in the middle of building, this is not a gemar melache, a kelt. This is these are all pu'ulas that help to the binyan of what we were going to build. Shmuel held that this is not called binyan. So in this stage, this is the makib epatish of now we have a sela. So this is the makib epatish of the sela. This is not called binyan. So it seems that if it's called binyan, so it's not makib epatish. This tiridik. So Rav Amar Mishum Boine, Shmuel Amar Mishum Makib Epatish. Ha'oseh nekev belul shel tarnegoilim. Person makes a whole belul shel tarnegoilim. Rav Omar mishum boine. Shmuel Omar mishum make bepatish. Zot Rashi, lul shel tarnegoilim shel eitzu. Besosum, you make a tzosum, umenakvoi. The purpose is sheyetze horeyer shel tzoyer v'lo yazik lehu. So he holds this is binyan. This is binyan. You're making a window in the lu. This is binyan. And he holds meshemake bepatish shehi gmar meleches alu. V'chol midi du gmar meloche chayiv meshemake bepatish. Kedemrinim beperek la'algot. Here, in this machloikis, so the Rashba brings down that Shmuel held, here lechere we're finished. This lechere is not the same machloikis. So here the Rashba says that Shmuel holds, dovor muet kozeh loy mechayev mishum binyan. That this is a dovor muet, this doesn't fall into the category of binyan. We'll see why. Let us see Taisus. Lul shel Talmud Goyim. Loi choshev loi Shmuel boina oimari mishlom de choshev lahai pesach osi lahachnis olahoitzi. Melechus binyan, it doesn't have a Teiras Pesach, because a Pesach, which is a chelik of boina, is indeed lahachnis olahoitzi. This is only lahoitzi yoreach, it seems. And Rav holds, this is also a type of a binyan. Nalul shel tarnegoilim, this is enough. A third case. Ayel shuvse bekafina demore. Shuvse yesed cotton, a small wooden wedge. Shetoichven besoich beis yad shel moro. That you stick into the handle of a shovel or a hoe, biyoisoi binekev abarzel lahatkoi shelo yetze. That you want to tighten the handle that it should not go out of the base kibble of the mora. So mameila, you stick in a wedge. Here, here it falls into binyan bekelim. So Rav Omer mishum boine. Shmuel Omer mishum make bepatish. That this falls into the category of make bepatish. Kufina hu chul sheberoi shamar mora. Yeah, did a shovel or a hoe. Yeah, now the Gemara makes a tzriches there. Rav Omer mishum boine, shmuel Omer mishum make bepatish. It's tzriches. The Ashmin and Kamaisa, it would only say the first machloik is by Mesatis become a Rav Mishum the Derech Binyan Bekach. That is Taki Derech Binyan. Look at the way the Rishonim say this is how you build. This is a process in the this is a chelik of the Binyan process. The Derech Binyan Bekach. Avalois and Nekev Bulu Shaltal Negoilim. If a person makes a nekev belul shel talmid goyim, de'ein derech binyan bekach. So others say the derech binyan is when you build, you don't make a house and start hacking out windows and doors. You when you make a house, you make a space around for the door, for the window. Ein derech binyan bekach. Eimo moidele l'shmu. Maybe according to Taisvis, because it's not also the Yitzia Leknisa. Yeah. Lachnisa Lahitzi. Eim amoyde le Lishmu. Vyashmina boho, boho kamarav. Mishum de domi le binyin. Da av de la vire. I mean, you have the same thing in the binyin. This is, it's akwana domi le binyin. Avashubsa bekofina de moradain derech binyin bekach. Eim amoyde le Lishmu. Bishmin and Boha, if we say the last machloik is Boha, Kama Shmuel, that it is not Bin. Alabanach Tati Eme Moidele Lerab Tzrichim. So therefore, we have to have both machloikas. All three machloikas. Let us see Rashi. Besatis Derech Binyim Bekar. Bishmin and Boha, Ba'oise Nekev Bulu, the domi lebinyin she'af bebinyin abatim oisim nikovim la'avir kedekomar va'ovdi la'avira churim v'chaloines itma boho v'shubse boho kamashmu li'as rubei mishum boine loy mechayev v'la'av binyin hu. So memele, so yeah, that's the tzriches. Let's just learn the top taisvis. So oise nekev bolu, koshe l'rav da oma mishum boine, amai ifsik make bepatish be mesatis l'kaideya. Rav holds mesatis is boine, kaideya kolshu is boine. So memele, and in the middle, so what the Tana said, we said a boine kolshu chayv, should have said a mesatis, makaideya. Then v'amakim bepatish. Here, davtavai mishum boin, or shmul nami listeni tavayu bahadi yadodi. According to Shmuel, it should have said both. It didn't say both. Some emela, so both amakim bepatish. The professor ben b'magdim makim bepatish. Let's see the bottom taisvis. We don't have time yet for the long taisvis. Abu b'hanach talti emamoyde, mikamayis b'sreis, namele yedinen mitziyosef.